AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The sound of generators in Lviv in western Ukraine following a barrage of Russian missile strikes.
Continuing the brutality and inhumanity that they've demonstrated throughout this war.
President Biden called an emergency meeting of G7 and NATO leaders at the G20 summit in Indonesia after one missile struck Poland, killing two people.
I'm going to make sure we figure out exactly what happened.
U.S. officials say preliminary assessments suggest it may have been fired by Ukrainian forces at an incoming Russian missile. G20 leaders have ended their summit with a firm condemnation of the war in Ukraine and a warning that the conflict is making an already delicate world economy worse. Back in this country, midterm election results still show Republicans with 217 seats in the House, Democrats now 209. But Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has won nomination for House Speaker. In the Senate, Florida's Rick Scott is challenging Mitch McConnell for minority leader. Meantime, Senate Democrats are moving ahead with legislation to protect same-sex and interracial marriage. And Donald Trump is mounting another White House bid.
Trump launched his campaign with a familiar refrain.
We will make America great again.
Speaking for more than an hour at Mar-a-Lago, the ex-president touted his administration's successes and told backers he needs to save America from Joe Biden's failures.
Our country was great. Our country's not great anymore.
But Trump's third White House bid comes after he backed several losing midterm candidates and as he faces legal trouble that could lead to indictments. And while he's still the GOP's most powerful force, Trump is far from its undisputed leader, with some allies saying it's time for Republicans to look to the future. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is AP News. NASA's new moon rocket has blasted off. Donna Warder has that story.
3, 2, 1. Boosters in ignition. And liftoff of Artemis 1. We rise together back to the moon and beyond.
Commentary by NASA TV. No humans were aboard, only three test dummies. The mission brings the U.S. a big step closer to putting astronauts back on the lunar surface for the first time since the end of the Apollo program 50 years ago. The rocket will propel the capsule into a wide orbit around the moon. Then the capsule will return to Earth with a splashdown in the Pacific in December. I'm Donna Warder.
NASA hopes to send four astronauts around the moon on the next flight. That's expected in 2024. And a lunar landing could come as early as 2025. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.